أنا العبد الفقير وأنا أعيش وصاحب القلق نهاري دونكم ليل وليلي كله أرق أنا العبد الفقير أنا غرامي أنتم علنا
Praise is due to Allah, the Exalted, and may Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his kind relatives and companions, and protect his nation from that which he feared for them. Good afternoon and welcome to each of our listeners, Nadia and Ola, with you via Tuam FM to deliver yet another exciting episode of Community Connect. It's great to be connected once again via 92.1 FM or tuamfm.org. Ola, it's great to be back on air with you once more.
Warm greetings to you, Nadia, and warm greetings to all our listeners who are joining us on this episode of Community Connect this afternoon.
Today, Ola, we will be addressing a very common obsession, something that's staring right into my eyes as I present this episode.
Right, something staring right at my eyes and one of my favourite subjects. I think that our listeners have figured out what that is.
I think for anyone who knows you, Ola, knows that you are absolutely obsessed with your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And so this episode, I won't say is sponsored, but I'll say is dedicated. It's not sponsored by Ola, but it is dedicated to Ola because, yes, for anyone, as I mentioned, who knows Ola, knows that she has a very, very high obsession.
And as far as experts go, if you want an expert to talk to you about coffee, go no further.
Absolutely. Well, when it comes to coffee, there are so many areas to focus on, and we've selected a few areas to focus on today, beginning with the varying reasons why coffee is consumed.
Mm.
For many people, for a lot of people, they consume coffee because it gives them energy. What about for the rest of coffee drinkers? Why do they consume coffee? Well, today we will be exploring and highlighting the different reasons as to why people consume coffee.
Well, I know why I'm consuming it now.
Yeah, we definitely know why. Lots of yawning happening today.
Lots of yawning. And this is why we'll fill you in on something else that's quite a trend these days. And it's something that combines both coffee and something else to help keep you wide awake.
Absolutely. Well, coffee culture in Australia is definitely a massive thing, and it's getting bigger and bigger continuously. So we'll be highlighting some facts and stats about coffee consumption in Australia. Also today we explain the different types of coffee drinks. Now, I'm the type who will probably be able to give you a list of the different types of coffee drinks, but when it comes to giving you a detailed explanation of those coffee drinks, I'm going to have to take a step back. I'll leave it to the expert, Ola.
You're not coffee literate.
No. But I did do my research today, so hopefully that's a start. And the thing is, when you go to a cafe to order coffee, you don't just say, can I order a coffee?
Yeah.
What type of coffee?
You need to be specific. Is it skim? Is it full? Is it soy? Is it...
There's a whole heap of details that you need to provide.
You have to go
ordering.
In there with mentally having prepared what list of descriptions you want to accompany your coffee. So, unless you're a person like me who goes to kind of more or less the same coffee shops.
Yep.
And they know you by face.
Oh, you.
And as soon as they see you walk through the door, they start making your coffee for you.
Yep, that's right. So for someone like me who doesn't really know much about coffee, I think it really helps to do some research and to have an idea of the different types of coffee drinks, because they do vary in caffeine levels as well. So if you're the type who doesn't really prefer much caffeine in their coffee, mm-hmm. then it's best to know which types of coffee drinks cater for your needs.
That's right.
So you can say today is a very coffee-focused episode, Ola, and it will be a good idea for our listeners to make a cup of coffee.
That's right. Get your cuppas ready and join us.
Yes. I know Ola has her coffee with her, as always.
Just waiting for it to kick in.
That's right. Well, dear listeners, make sure you stay tuned as we talk about the coffee craze. We'll be back with you shortly. Stay tuned. Welcome back, dearest listeners. You are tuned in to a new episode of Community Connect with your hosts Nadia and Ola via 92.1 FM, the Muslim Community Radio. Hey, how you going? Want to grab a coffee? This is how most of the conversations in Australia start, no matter if it's a good friend or a colleague who's speaking. It's a great conversation starter, isn't it, Ola?
It is. I think we all have that shared love for coffee, or most of us do. And, you know, it's one of those icebreakers, I think, that we tend to use because it's something we can all relate to.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk coffee consumption in Australia. As I mentioned earlier, we are, in fact, big coffee drinkers. And for many people, they push aside eating breakfast and just have their cup of coffee, which will last them the rest of the day, or perhaps a number of coffees during the day.
And keep you without food for a number of days. No kidding. But for most of the day, as tends to be the case with me.
Absolutely. Well, in terms of where Australia is ranking, Australia is ranked 42nd in the world for coffee consumption at almost 3 kilograms per capita.
I think they'd have to make a slight adjustment on that figure for me. But I guess, you know, they're talking in average terms, so yeah, that might work out.
So we're 42nd on the list.
I would have thought we were a bit higher up,
yeah,
to be honest.
No, there's definitely countries who consume more coffee than we do.
Probably Brazil.
Possibly.
All right. Look, we are big coffee drinkers, and the most popular coffee in Australia is the cappuccino.
Mm.
Apparently, there are about 50,000 of them sold every 30 minutes during daylight hours.
Wow, that's a large amount.
It is. 50,000 sold every 30 minutes.
I mean, for a country that's ranked 42nd in the world for coffee consumption, that's
pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I'd have to say. Well, optimal coffee consumption is between 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. because of your cortisol hormone levels, the one that regulates your metabolism and immune responses. The levels of this hormone naturally plummet and caffeine raises these levels. I think my cortisol levels are always low. That's why I'm always in need of caffeine.
So do you prefer to consume coffee during that time, or it really just depends on what time you wake up?
Anytime I'm awake.
Okay, but it's interesting to know that there's an optimal coffee consumption time. So it's between 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Maybe you can try that tomorrow and see if your yawning declines.
We'll have to test that theory out.
That would be a great idea. Well, according to the 2018 Square Australian Coffee Report, coffee drinkers in the Northern Territory spend on average $1 more on their beverages than consumers in New South Wales.
I don't know if that makes me feel better about the fact that we can probably never own our own home in Sydney, but no. We can certainly get a dollar off our coffee.
Exactly. I mean, for many people, they always have spare change in their pocket, and a lot of people like to purchase coffee on a regular basis, thinking that it doesn't add up and it doesn't really affect their budget. But can you imagine a cup of coffee daily?
Yeah.
$4.50 a day.
Depending on where you are and what you work as, sometimes it's the more convenient option. But yeah, it does definitely add up. You know, if you work somewhere in an office, usually everybody's got like a little kitchenette. Yep. Where they can load themselves up with caffeine as needed. But sometimes that's not a luxury and you find yourself, well, I need to get the job done. I need to stay awake to do it. Yep. And I need to keep focused. So I need to keep loading up myself with more caffeine.
Exactly. And for someone like you, Ola, it's not one cup of coffee a day. It's how many?
I've lost count.
On average?
On average, three-ish, four-ish, five-ish maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
And we'll see if any of our listeners can really live up to that level of coffee consumption.
Oh, look, I've toned it down as well.
I was
like 10 cups a day at one point.
10 cups a day.
Uh-huh.
All righty.
Yeah, I can see the look of surprise on the face.
Wow. Well, I'm glad to know. Congratulations on reducing that number.
I went through a phase, Nadia, believe it or not. I used to get my morning coffees takeout, and I used to get a standard 6-shot mocha in the morning.
Wow. 6-shot mocha.
Six shots.
There's something.
People used to do a double take when I used to order my coffee. They said, do you know how many shots are already in there? There are already 3 shots in there. Like, yes, I need 6 shots.
Oh, wow.
6, no less. And that was just my first coffee of the day.
First coffee of the day.
Yeah, not my only coffee, my first.
Oh, wow. I'm really glad that your coffee consumption has reduced dramatically over the past few years. Ola, there is the cheapest coffee in each Australian state, and that is still the traditional long black.
The boring long black.
It's a bland type of coffee, isn't
it? Yeah, it's too watery, too, I don't know. Yeah, not my cup of tea.
Is it like Lebanese?
Not my cup of coffee.
Is it like Lebanese coffee, or is Lebanese coffee considered stronger?
Lebanese is more stronger. It's more concentrated.
Okay.
Like this one's
runny,
too watery. You know, it's, I don't know, it feels like Lebanese coffee that you've just poured a ton of water over.
Ah.
If you get what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Definitely we'll be staying away from the traditional long black. It's not my cup of coffee.
No, not mine either. And while the latte is still one of the best sellers across the country, its popularity has actually dropped over recent years, with total cups sold decreasing from 43% to 32% since 2016. So, yeah, we do go through, I think, these phases. And for a long time, I was a latte drinker.
I wonder what's contributing to that decline.
Maybe people just, it's not a strong coffee, so maybe people just need a bit more kick.
Yep.
And hence they've changed their, you know, their ordering depending on that need. Who knows?
Well, that's really interesting. We will be explaining the different types of coffee, so it will give people a better perspective on why perhaps there has been a decline in latte consumption.
And perhaps this is a good point for people who are a bit coffee illiterate or have a limited vocabulary when it comes to coffee. If you've been ordering the same cappuccino for the last 15 years, yeah. This is a chance for you maybe to explore some others.
Exactly. I mean, for me, I feel fancy when I say, can I have a cappuccino, please? But ask me what a cappuccino is and what it consists of. Yeah. I won't be able to give you the answer. I mean, look, if someone visits me, I do offer them coffee. But what type of coffee? Man.
Who knows? How much water, how much milk.
Exactly. Well, the coffee machine does it for me.
I'm assuming
it's a cappuccino all the time.
And even then you don't know.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about the types of coffee. So there are many different coffee-based drinks on an average coffee house menu, but what makes them different from each other? Definitely, if you are a coffee lover like Ola, you must have tried most of those coffee types, and I'm pretty sure you know exactly what your preferred coffee is.
Definitely.
Ola, what is your preferred coffee?
My favourite has to be a mocha. A very strong mocha, only because it joins two of my favourite things, chocolate and coffee,
well,
in one.
The only type of coffee I will be able to explain to you is a mocha, because it has a good balance between coffee and chocolate.
But then again, that changes according to certain needs, and we'll get into that a little bit later as we explore why people drink coffee.
Okay, let's begin with an espresso. Is that how you pronounce it, or... Some people say espresso.
Espresso.
It's an espresso. Okay, so Italian. It's also known as short black.
Mm-hmm.
For many people, when they want to order coffee, they refer to it as a short black.
Yep.
Okay, now this is the foundation and the most important part to every espresso-based drink. What an espresso consists of, apparently, is one shot of espresso in an espresso cup.
Not much to it, really.
No. All right, I think that's straightforward.
Very, very straightforward. So the espresso is basically the building block of every other type of coffee on the menu.
So basically every coffee drink contains an espresso shot or more espresso shots, like a double espresso.
Which is pretty self-explanatory.
You don't need to explain that. Is there a triple espresso shot?
There could be. I mean, I'm one of, you know, I've ordered really strange things in the past.
That may have been one of the strange...
I mean, I don't know if it existed or they were just trying to accommodate what I was asking for, but I've definitely asked for more than two shots.
Okay, so definitely something like that exists.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so as we mentioned, a double espresso is just that. It's two espresso shots in one cup. Okay, and double means two, so... Two shots of espresso in an espresso cup. Now let's get to the part where it becomes interesting, a latte. Latte is a preferred drink for many coffee drinkers.
Usually lattes are associated with probably people who aren't very regular coffee drinkers or very heavy coffee drinkers, only because, like I said, it's quite a mild coffee because... The amount of milk in it is more than the amount of coffee. So it is very milky.
That's good. Something that I would prefer. And apparently this type of coffee is in fact much sweeter compared to an espresso. And that's due to the steamed milk.
Yeah. Look, I've honestly sometimes with lattes had it without sugar. Only because it doesn't have that degree of bitterness to it.
Compensates.
Yeah,
for that.
It's one of those coffees that you can definitely have without sugar if you really wanted to.
Okay. Moving over to the cappuccino, which is the most popular coffee drink.
Mm-hmm.
It has a balanced amount of coffee and milk. A cappuccino is similar to a latte, however, The key difference between a latte and a cappuccino is that a cappuccino has more foam and chocolate placed on top of the drink. And I realized that the type of cup they use is different to a latte.
Yeah.
So
I think it's just, it's more, got more surface area for that foam.
Yeah. Okay. And your favorite drink?
A mocha.
And my favorite too.
A mocha is a mix between a cappuccino and a hot chocolate. And it is made by putting mixed chocolate powder by mixing chocolate powder with an espresso shot and then adding steamed milk and microfoam into the beverage.
Yeah.
Just the way I love it. And the stronger it is, the better.
Yeah, and it's really good. As you mentioned, you can combine two of your favorite ingredients, which is a coffee shot or more than one coffee shot.
Funnily enough, I only discovered not long ago that people ask for a mocha with an extra shot of chocolate.
Extra shot of chocolate. Yeah. All right. So I'll definitely be considering that in
some
the future.
Some people evidently like more of their chocolate in their mocha than the coffee. I'm the opposite. And the only reason I discovered that was because I went in there once and asked for maybe an extra shot or two in my coffee. And I said, with a mocha with an extra shot. And he said, of what?
Of what?
And I'm thinking, what else could they, like, of what? What could I be asking for?
I mean, is there something I
didn't
know?
And I said, look, what do you mean? And he said, coffee or chocolate? And I said, okay.
Something like that exists. Yeah. That's really
it's
interesting.
It's always an extra shot of coffee. Thank you very much.
All right. Definitely. Now, the next one is piccolo latte. It's a cafe latte made in espresso cup. And this means that it has a very strong but mellowed down espresso taste thanks to the steamed milk and micro foam within it.
It's like an espresso but with a little less bite. Stronger than a cap.
Stronger than a cappuccino.
It's a little less bitier than an espresso.
Okay.
Espressos are just a coffee shot. It's got no milk in it. The piccolo has a little bit of
milk
in it, so it takes that edge off. I tend to find that espressos have just very strange taste to them. Sometimes I feel like it's almost verging on a bit of sourness almost.
Bitterness, yeah.
Bitterness and sourness. And I feel like the milk in the piccolo kind of helps to eliminate that.
Okay, that's good. I mean, I simply don't understand how some people enjoy drinking espressos only because of that bitterness. But for many people, it's not that they enjoy the taste. It's that it gives them the shot that they need.
Not
gives
only
them
that,
that boost
but
and
we
that.
All have a different way of perceiving taste.
Yeah.
You know, what tastes good to you may not necessarily taste good to me. And some people quite like strong tastes.
But some people consume things not due to their taste, and we'll get to that later
on. But then
on.
Again, that's why you find some people have their coffee with sugar, some people don't. Some people like to enjoy the taste of coffee and they feel like the sugar ruins it.
So it just overpowers the actual coffee taste.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely your choice at the end of the day.
Definitely. One of the others, and this is an interesting one, it's not for the very keen coffee drinkers. It's more of a dessert, if you like.
Yeah.
It's an affogato.
Okay. I've tried that before.
Not an avocado.
No.
We'll get to avocados later.
Affogato.
Affogato.
I like the sound of affogato.
Which is basically coffee that's poured over a lump of ice cream.
Yum. The best bit.
Yeah. So what you actually end up with as that shot of coffee kind of melts away into the ice cream is
like an infusion of
coffee flavored ice cream.
Beautiful.
And who would say no to that?
I mean, if you love ice cream and coffee and you combine two of your favorite things, then definitely an affogato is your preferred choice.
Add chocolate to that and that's it. Like
we can discover something new, Ola. I mean, there are different and new inventions when it comes to coffee. So this could be an idea.
And you don't necessarily have to use vanilla ice cream either.
No, so you can be very inventive.
The sky's the limit.
So I don't know, Ola, if that's all the coffee types, but I think we've touched on most of the coffee types.
The main ones.
You
still got like macchiatos, ristrettos, all those.
Yeah, fancy the list goes on.
Yeah,
but I guess the most common one is the cappuccino and espresso coffee, but there are other varieties as well that we didn't touch on.
Yeah, you know what we didn't touch on?
Which flat white. The flat white. What is a flat white, Ola?
The flat white is basically a cappuccino without the froth.
Okay.
That's why it's called flat.
Ah.
Because it doesn't have that top layer of foam.
So but there's a reason why it's referred to as flat white.
Mm.
Because and the name suggests.
Funnily enough, Americans don't know anything called a flat white.
Mm, that's actually interesting.
Mm. So there are certain chains. If you've ever gone to an American coffee chain and you ask for a flat white, they'll just stare at you with this blank look on their face.
Mm.
What?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. I wonder if they have something that we don't have.
Maybe just tell them a cappuccino without the froth.
Exactly.
If that's what you want.
What do they put instead? Just milk? Just,
they just steam milk. Yeah, just fill it up with milk rather than keep that top bit a bit empty for the froth.
Okay. All right. Mm. Very interesting. Well, dear listeners, the top reasons why people drink coffee are, I guess, more than simply the caffeine content. As I mentioned earlier, there are many different reasons as to why people drink coffee, and sometimes it's not limited to one reason. So let's begin with the most common reason for drinking coffee. Does this apply to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Most of the time. If I'm drinking coffee, this is the reason.
So what is that reason for our listeners?
For the caffeine kick.
Yes,
and the energy.
Caffeine kick. Yep.
Otherwise, who would get me out of bed in the morning?
That's right. So for many people, the large portion of people or coffee drinkers is to have that energy hit to help them feel energized. And that's the case for early mornings. But today is sort of a different story, Ola.
No,
it's not just the early morning where you feel you need that energy lift.
It's all throughout the day.
Mm. So coffee is known to make you less tired. It increases your energy levels and it masks the symptoms of sleep deprivation. It's a mask, Ola. I mean,
if you're sleep deprived, you're sleep deprived.
That's right.
Whether you have 10 coffees or 100.
Yeah.
It's going to get to a point where no matter how much coffee you drink,
yeah,
it's just not going to do the trick for you.
It's pretty much band-aiding.
They're like,
it's a band-aid solution.
It's like a painkiller.
Yep.
Like the pain hasn't actually gone.
Yep.
You just can't feel it anymore.
Exactly. And the same applies to caffeine in coffee.
That's right.
So the reason why coffee increases your energy levels is because it contains a stimulant. And that stimulant, as I specified earlier, is called caffeine. It's the most commonly consumed psychoactive substance in the world. So what happens after you drink coffee? The caffeine is absorbed into your bloodstream. From there, it travels to your brain. And as we know, some can't function properly without having their coffee fix. So once they have their coffee fix, Ola is one of those people. Once they have their coffee fix, and that's why it is referred to as a coffee fix.
Yep.
Because it fixes those
problems.
It fixes
your mood.
Temporarily, though.
Temporarily. As long as I haven't had my coffee in the morning, nobody come near me.
Yeah.
Nobody talk to me. I do not want any mental stimulation of any sort before I've taken at least 3 sips of my coffee.
That's right. Do not approach that person. Do not ask them any questions because they just... they're out of it. Until they have their coffee, they are good to go.
I feel like I'm wearing a sign in the morning. Beware.
Beware.
No caffeine consumed yet. Well, one of the things that I think most of us have experienced, or at least most frequent coffee drinkers have experienced on occasion, is those headaches.
Coffee withdrawal.
Coffee withdrawal headaches. And I think we're all familiar with those, especially in Ramadan.
Oh, definitely. Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
I know so many people who suffer coffee withdrawals.
Yeah. And so that's because caffeine is a stimulant and it quickly enters our brain and blocks the receptors that are responsible for dulling brain activity. By blocking the dulling of our brain, we feel a sense of invigoration, focus, and subtle euphoria. These feelings can also enhance our performance of certain focused tasks, like driving or staying awake through the whole lecture, or perhaps a whole episode of Community Connect.
Well, hopefully we work as a coffee drink. So hopefully we give you that boost of energy every episode.
You do.
But yes, as you mentioned, it's a common occurrence during the month of Ramadan because, of course, we have to abstain from consuming coffee during
daylight hours.
So for many people, they prefer to stop their coffee consumption prior to the commencement of Ramadan.
I wean myself off. Maybe 2 weeks in advance.
Is that enough usually for you?
Yeah, I mean, I still do get some withdrawal symptoms, not as bad as they would normally be.
Yeah.
So what I would do, maybe 2 weeks in advance, I would start not just decreasing the amount of coffee that I'm having throughout the day overall, but changing the time. So say usually I'll get up and have my first coffee at 8 o'clock in the morning. What I'll do is gradually, day by day, I'll make it an hour later. One hour later until it's kind of like I'm having
after
my
sunset.
Coffee
at, until I'm having, at night.
Until I'm having my coffee like way later in the afternoon. And so therefore my caffeine withdrawal symptoms aren't likely to kick in for, you know, straight away because my body has already become accustomed to not receiving that hit of caffeine in the morning.
Well, it's a great tip that you offered, Ola, especially for people like you who are dramatically addicted to their coffee, especially in the morning. So,
but then guess what happens right after Adhan?
What happens?
My coffee is made and ready to consume before I've even eaten a lot of the times.
Oh, wow, Ola.
Yeah.
Do you end up eating anyway or is it just...
No, I do
have
eat.
Your tamar and then...
I do. I have my tamar or my water. And then, yeah, sometimes before I've eaten anything that's on the table, my cup of coffee.
Oh, okay.
I just need a couple of sips to get me back to normality.
Oh,
just
wow.
To get the grouch,
you
know, out of me.
Well, that's the upside of caffeine. It gives you that energy boost. It keeps you, basically enhances your performance. But the downside is how we feel when we are not getting our usual dose. Exhibit A, Ola. So because of the anticipated highs of brain activity after our cup, the lows without it seems longer and deeper.
Yeah, I can talk from experience. I really, truly can.
I'm sure you have a number of stories that you would be eager to share with our listeners.
Look, caffeine is in fact a drug, let's put it. There's no nice way of saying this. We are drug addicts in essence. So caffeine, because it is a drug, you actually start to develop a tolerance to it over time. So the same amount doesn't tend to give you the same buzz as it used to. If you started off on one cup, after a while one cup isn't going to keep you awake for the length of time or keep you alert and focused for the length of time that it used to. So gradually what we find is that we're increasing our coffee intake to keep up with that and to keep ourselves, you know, loaded up with that buzz that caffeine gives us.
Exactly. Because of the positive effect that it gives you, you become utterly addicted to it. And that's the thing with many
to the point where you know, you're basically bouncing off the walls.
Exactly. And that's the other problem with caffeine is that it's addictive. So when we aren't getting what we used to, we can feel very tired, inattentive, irritable and very moody. And this is known as
all of the above.
Withdrawal. Exactly. So many people regularly drink caffeinated beverages just to avoid feeling this way.
Yeah.
So there's probably...
Exhibit A talking here.
Exactly. A coffee cup in their hand every hour of the day just to avoid feeling
this way. The funny thing is, Nadia, if you ask anybody who knows me, if you were to associate something with Ola, what would it be? And the first thing that comes to their mind is coffee.
Exactly. It's the easiest question they can Hensa.
What do you know about Ola? She loves coffee.
Yes, she loves her coffee.
I can't live without my coffee.
So as I mentioned, dear listeners, there are many reasons as to why people consume coffee, and it's not just specifically associated with the caffeine content, but rather some people like to consume coffee because it tastes good. Mm. I'm not those kinds of people.
You're not big on coffee
taste?
No,
it's not about the taste for me, and it's most of the time not about the caffeine as well. It's part of the social aspect that we will get into.
Mm.
It just makes me feel connected to those around me. Mm. Just because this person is drinking coffee, I'll make one with you.
Yeah, you can relate to someone better when you're doing the same thing they are.
Exactly. So in terms of the taste, Ola, is that something you enjoy when it comes to coffee?
I love the taste of coffee.
How would you describe the taste?
And that's why, you know, I have my preferences when it comes to drinking certain times of coffee at different times, because I feel like everyone offers a different experience in terms of taste. I'm definitely picky about my coffees. I've gotten to that stage where I can really nitpick.
So you'll be able to tell, okay, which coffee is good and which isn't.
Yeah, look, even, you know, if I go to someone's house and it's like somebody that I'm close with, I usually go and make my own coffee. I don't like anybody else making my coffee.
Yeah.
Because I need it in certain proportions. The components of that coffee.
And it's going to be quite overwhelming for that person if you give them instructions.
Because I do have very precise kind of instructions about how I want my coffee.
The heating level. I mean, it's one thing to tell them I want this amount of sugar.
I want 1 teaspoon and like 3 grains of raw sugar with mine.
Oh, wow.
No, not to that extent.
No, not to that extent.
But like, I know how the consistency of my coffee is.
Yep.
And if it changes to that, I can really feel it and it bothers me.
Yeah. So there has to be a specified amount of coffee sugar.
Yep,
a ratio.
Yeah.
A proper ratio that only you
can. That's right. And funnily enough, Nadia, even if I go, say, to my regular cafe and where they all know how I have my coffee, I can usually pick out, if they have a new barista, I can pick it out in 3 seconds flat.
Really?
Yeah, it's happened many times, and I'll say, do you have a new barista? And they'll look at me like, how did you know? it's not the
usually,
same coffee.
Yep.
Not the same coffee. Yeah,
it's true. If you're used to someone making your cup of coffee, once that person
changes. my sense of taste and my sensitivity to the taste of coffee has become very fine-tuned over the years, and therefore the taste component is a very big component for me. It's very much part of that experience.
Absolutely. So taste combined with caffeine is something that contributes to the reason as to why you drink coffee. So some people will drink decaf even though it doesn't contribute to their alertness.
Yeah, again, it goes back to the whole idea. They like the taste.
Yep.
They don't necessarily need a buzz. They don't want to stay awake. But, you know, the taste is something that they really enjoy.
Mm. What about the smell? The smell is something else. I mean, if you had like a coffee diffuser in your home, would that make things better for you?
I love everything coffee, so I wouldn't mind. Yeah, I could easily have like a candle burning in my house.
I wonder if there's a coffee deodorant.
Coffee scented. No, there are coffee scented candles.
Yeah, 100%. Moving over to the reason as to why I like to consume coffee, it's conversational. So it is a massive trend in today's day and age for people to socialize over coffee.
Yeah, like you never hear people say, hey, let's go out and catch up over a cup of tea.
In the Arabic community,
over a soda or something like that.
Within the Arabic community, you have people saying, Daishrabi shay andi.
Daishrabi ahwi.
Ahwi kamen. But when it comes to tea, they are big on tea, the Arabic community.
Yeah, depending. Look, I've noticed, again, there are variations.
Depending
on the part of the world, some are big on tea.
Exactly.
Some are big on coffee.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But, you know, when it comes to catching up with someone, the first thing you would say is, let's go grab a coffee together.
Yeah.
Let's go to the cafe. What do you order when you're at a cafe? Coffee. So It really, as we mentioned, it's a great conversational starter and it brings people together. Now, in many parts of the world, coffee does have different significance. So it can be a way of welcoming guests.
Yeah, like you can't, for some people, it's almost insulting if they offer you coffee and you don't drink it. A sign for them that you are connecting with them.
Yeah.
Is by you having the coffee they serve you.
I mean, for many people who, you know, invite someone over, most of the times they invite them over for coffee and they don't decline because, as you mentioned, you know, this is something that's considered rude.
Yeah. I mean, like in Australia, we don't, if somebody doesn't want coffee, we just, yeah, whatever. Okay, would you like a cold drink? But, you know, in some parts of the world, it's such a big part of their their life and their culture that you simply cannot decline a coffee, even if you don't drink coffee.
Exactly. You watch that person drink their coffee.
You will take that cup and pretend to drink it at least.
Oh, wow. I mean, when I went to Lebanon, every single house that I visited would offer me Lebanese coffee, and they would find it very strange that I don't drink Lebanese coffee.
Yeah.
They would say, okay, I'll make you your type of coffee, your preferred coffee. No, I don't.
Yeah. Look, I'm very much a coffee person.
Yeah. Every household in Lebanon, they drink their coffee.
When I'm in Australia, I rarely ever drink, you know, Lebanese coffee.
Yeah.
But when I go to Lebanon, maybe because for various reasons, they don't have the right milk, they don't have the right they don't have the right brand of coffee that I usually drink. So I find myself resorting to Lebanese coffee. And I, for a whole, if I'm there for a month or that whole month, I will not have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Not even out, because even in coffee shops, it's just not the same taste.
Very limited coffee shops.
So, but then it's like, for lack of an alternative, Lebanese coffee is my go-to.
Why don't you just bring your coffee with you from here?
Again, unless you're going to use something like a coffee whitener, if you only have your coffee with milk, you're going to have an issue with that.
There are variations,
That the milk taste over there is not the same.
Yeah, that's something I realised, and that's what contributed to my reasoning for not drinking coffee over there, because it just... Yeah,
they either use powdered milk or like long life versions, or even the fresh ones are processed in a different way that gives them a funny taste. Yeah,
exactly. So as we mentioned, drinking coffee is a focal point of social gatherings, and in fact, the way it's served in different circumstances. So in the Middle East, black coffee is served bitter without sugar at funeral gatherings. Yeah.
It has to be black and it's got to be bitter.
Yeah.
You're not getting any sweet coffee at a funeral. Even like the way that this coffee is served under different circumstances is very telling.
Yes.
You know? Yep. Fascinatingly enough, over the years we've found that, you know, the patterns of drinking coffee have changed. I mean, you know, if you think maybe like even two decades ago, there was nothing but instant coffee, unless you went to a coffee shop.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody was ever like grinding their own coffee at home or had like
roasting their
coffee machines. Now they're a real big thing, aren't they?
They are a real big thing. And in many households, you will find that they have an actual coffee machine. So they're not really resorting to instant coffee. You'd find instant coffee at work because it's easy,
convenient. But then again, I mean, those coffee machines aren't very easy to maintain, or like even in terms of being cost effective. Those coffee pods aren't very cheap.
No, they're not cheap at all.
So you know, for some people, that maybe that's their reasoning for sticking to instant coffee, especially if they're heavy coffee drinkers.
There are different types of coffee depending on their mood, their physical needs, or seasonal factors.
Yeah, I can attest to that. Under different conditions, Nadia, I choose my coffees accordingly.
Yeah.
So usually, you know, under normal circumstances, a standard mocha will do me just fine. under periods of stress or when I'm really tired or I know that I've got a long day ahead of me and I just need that extra buzz, it's something like a double shot piccolo.
Yeah. So it really depends.
It really depends. And the way I have my piccolo, although I have usually have like a mocha, which is pretty sweet.
Yep.
If I'm going for a piccolo, it's usually straight, no sugar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So bitter as.
We just can't keep up with your coffee needs, Ola.
No, it's depending on my mood, depending on my physical needs. Yeah, I'll try different types of coffee.
We've got a couple of minutes to address recent coffee trends, and this is one that you in particular found most interesting, Ola. Coffee naps. Tell us, what are coffee naps?
We were debating this today.
Yes.
We were talking about, you know, how good it would be to have a nap. And
yeah.
Well, coffee naps, what are they, and are they actually a thing? They are a thing.
Apparently they are a thing.
Apparently
okay.
They are.
Combining two of our favourite things, coffee and napping. Well, not mine. Napping is one of them. But I think this applies to you.
That's right. But what's the idea behind them? It seems that coffee naps are a way of making your coffee deliver the best results for
Optimum.
Your alertness. Optimum.
Yes.
Peak conditions. According to Healthline.com, when you feel tired, adenosine circulates through your body in high amounts. After you fall asleep, adenosine levels begin to drop. Scientists suspect that drinking coffee before a nap may boost energy levels, as sleep helps your body get rid of adenosine. In turn, caffeine has to compete with less adenosine for the receptors in your brain. So if you can think of adenosine and caffeine being like almost identical, adenosine is usually what sticks in your brain and makes you feel tired. On the other hand, caffeine, which looks very much like adenosine, does the opposite.
Uh-huh.
When you fall asleep, those adenosine receptors start to free up. And then what happens?
When you wake up.
The caffeine starts to attach, which contributes to a more alert state after you wake up.
Ooh, that's something Ola should try tomorrow.
Yeah, there is a little thing here that you need to pay attention. Don't leave a gap between the time that you drink your coffee and you have your nap, because you don't want the caffeine to start kicking in and then you won't be able to nap.
Exactly.
So have your coffee and plan your nap like right afterwards.
Because
like, put that coffee cup down and have like a pillow ready.
Yeah, but for someone like me, it takes me 7 working days to...
I'm like that too, Nadia. So I'm not sure that coffee naps are actually made
for me. Yeah, it takes me a while to actually fall asleep.
So. But it's a theory worth testing.
Yeah, why not? I mean, if any of our listeners has tried this before or is eager to try it.
I was very tempted today with all that yawning I did.
Yeah, maybe you can try that tomorrow. So that's a very interesting coffee trend. And one that I'm sure many of our listeners will be trying. Now, some coffee shops are trying to cut back on environmental pollution by eliminating the consumption of coffee in a plastic takeaway cup. And instead, Ola, they're serving it in a cone. And it looks really like a regular waffle ice cream cone, except it's lined with layers of dark chocolate to make it leak-proof.
Liquid chocolate and cones...
Don't mix. Well, apparently it does mix. Customers don't have to scald their drink right away. The coating, that dark chocolate coating, Ola, allows drinkers 10 minutes to enjoy their brew before the chocolate begins to melt.
Yeah, no, it's not going to work for me. I need to sip on my coffee for a lot longer than 10 minutes.
Well, that's the thing. As I was reading that, I knew that this is something that does not apply to you because... I mean, that coffee cup in front of me has been sitting there for...
the last hour.
The last hour or so. We're about to finish our episode and it's still, halfway there. Well, in terms of this ice cream cone coffee, it might be zero waste, but it certainly isn't zero calories. But the thing is, it's dubbed the most Instagrammable coffee. And that's a thing with the coffee craze involving Instagrammers. For many people, they drink their coffee because it's Instagrammable, meaning...
They won't drink their coffee before they take a photo of it.
That's right. So it's a trend among the young population to take awesome pictures of their coffee cup and post it on Instagram. And you can actually capture them or spot them in coffee shops trying to take the perfect lighting and end up drinking half a cup at best.
Yeah, they're not real coffee drinkers.
No, they're not real coffee drinkers.
Well, that brings us to another strange trend that came out, you know, maybe sometime in 2017, and we all heard about the Avalatte back then. And it's, funnily enough, started as a bit of a joke to emphasise Australia's obsession with all things Avo.
Okay.
They were talking about, you know, how people are splurging horrendous amounts of money on smashed avocado.
Avocado making, you know, jokes about.
So this was one of those things that was used initially as a joke, and someone made, you know, a latte in an avocado skin. And then it kind of took off from there.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, somebody said, yeah, this is a great way of eliminating waste because. And then somebody else said, it's basically coffee served in a piece of rubbish.
Oh, wow. Wow. There are many weird and interesting trends out there. And I'm afraid that's all we have time for, dear listeners. Thank you very much for joining us on this great coffee-filled journey. We'll be back with you next time. Stay tuned.